The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you have conceived in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of the kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month of her who was called barren. But nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be seated. Nothing is impossible for God. We share also the grace of our Heavenly Mother. We share her grace because she gave us the Son of God, Jesus. And today, after baptism, we all share the same life of Christ. So that what Christ wants us to let every day we live like Christ Himself. What St. Paul says, not today, it's not I live, but Christ lives in me. And our Heavenly Mother is always saying yes to the will of God. No matter what time, Annunciation, her yes. On the cross, still yes. Everything for the glory of God. So that as the imitator, whatever we do, not for ourselves, but for the will of God, for the greater glory of God. He said, "I believe in the one God,